give to that person cannot give to you. If you meet somebody that you don't understand his language, he does not understand your language, you cannot communicate. You can't have effective communication. You cannot bless yourself. You can't help the person. The person cannot help you. And so for the Holy Spirit to help you and that you become very effective as a believer, you must understand how to communicate with him. Communication is very important. What is communication? The English dictionary describes communication as the means of sending or receiving information. The means, communication is sending or receiving information. The means of sending or receiving information. Praise God. Praise God. I hope you are following. That is communication. In other words, communication is transmitting of information from one person to the other. It is communication when there is information moving from one end to another end, from one individual to another individual. In GNS, those of us who have gone through the higher institution or in English, you were taught that it is not communication, or you are not communicating if your information is not being sent properly from one destination or from one person to the other. It is communication because information is leaving one person and going to the other. Praise the Lord. And so, this morning, as we are going to be discussing how to communicate with the Holy Spirit, we'll begin to see how do we receive information from the Holy Spirit. How do we send ours to the Holy Spirit? Many of us are one-sided in our communication with the Holy Spirit. You only speak, you don't receive. Some know how to receive, they don't know how to relate back to the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Say Holy Spirit. Come on, say that. Let me louder. Say Holy Spirit. Now, it is very important that every believer understand this. Many are in confusion, especially relates to our day-to-day activity, because communication is a daily thing. Communication with the Holy Spirit happens every day. And that's why some of you will say, something told me. He communicates with you every day. And so because you don't know how he communicates with you or how you should communicate with him, you come up and say, something told me. One spirit told me. Have you heard somebody say, people say things like that? One spirit told me, or my mind told me. At times, you think it's your mind speaking. It's not your mind. Praise God. And so many people are in confusion. Many people are in regret today because they don't understand communication with the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Now, three factors. Before I mention those three factors, communication, another definition, write this down, very important. Communication is a process by which information is exchanged between individuals. That is communication. Jesus speaking in the book of John, he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will send you a comforter. I will not leave you alone. I will send you a comforter. He said, he will teach you how many things. Talk to me, how many things? Teaching is a kind of communication. Learning is a kind of communication. You can be taught and not be learning. Hello. Jesus said, I will send you the Holy Ghost. He will communicate to you about all things. I hope we are on the same page this morning. He will communicate with you about all things. I'm reading John chapter 14 from verse 16. Give it to me. John 14 and verse 16. Let me show you a scripture. Very important. John 14 and 16. And I will pray the Father, he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. For how long? Now, forever includes every day, right? forever includes every week, every month, every year. It means the Holy Spirit is with you how many times? All the time. When you are at home, He's with you. Talk to me. When you are away in the office, the Holy Spirit is with you. Now, the Bible says that He may abide with you forever. Now, imagine there's a comforter that lives with you, but you don't communicate with Him. You don't receive from Him, He doesn't receive from you. He's your comforter. He's your, there's no how. Hello, talk, let me listen to this. There's no how you can be comforted without communication. The reason many of us are not comforted in our life, in our spiritual life, is because you don't understand how comfort is communicated to you by the Holy Spirit. And so many of us are going through a lot of issues on your mind, a lot of storm is going through your life, because the comforter who should communicate comfort to you, you don't understand how you communicate with Him. This is very important. Now, this is not about, you know, spiritual gifts. Maybe I see vision, or I have the gift of prophecy. No, this is what every believer should experience. This is what every believer should know how to, because He did not say He's going to send it to certain people. You know, in quotes, we have people in some churches they call Alori. We believe those people are the only people that the Holy Ghost communicates with. That is wrong. The Holy Ghost communicates with every believer. Hello. The day you gave your life to Jesus was the day the Holy Spirit was given to you. There's a spirit within and the spirit upon. Now listen to me. Give me verse 17. Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Hello. Listen to me. The only people that have the Holy Spirit, that can communicate with the Holy Spirit, are believers. That the world cannot receive, because he seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him. For he dwelleth with you. Tell your neighbor, say, the Holy Spirit is within you. Say now and always. Say it louder. Say now and always. He's with you all the time. He's within you. I'd like you to follow me attentively. For he dwelleth with you, and he shall abide where? In you. Please, where is the Holy Spirit? In you. Now, before you understand how to communicate with the Holy Ghost, you must understand his location. The reason many of us don't know how to communicate with him is because you don't even know where the Holy Ghost is. Some of you think it's a kind of spirit that moves around, and so you want to hear a voice speaking to you. You know, like a scripture in the Old Testament, it says you will hear a voice behind you. In the Old Testament, the Spirit speaks behind them because it's not inside of them. So they only communicate, you know, with the Holy Ghost from outside. And he communicates with selected people called seers and prophets in the Old Testament. I hope you are following me. And so it's not all that hears him in the Old Testament. That's why they have prophet for a nation. They have prophet for a family. Prophet for a tribe. They have people like Samuel. He's called seer. He was the only one. He was the only tool of communication to the people. Such that when he comes to the city, people hide themselves, because they know the Holy Ghost will communicate to him things about them. But in the New Testament, he came from outside. Holy Spirit, thank you. And entered inside. Can you imagine? The whole personality of the Holy Ghost lives in you, and yet you don't communicate with him. Look at what happened in the book of Acts chapter 2. The Bible says, how did he come and enter inside of them? Like a mighty rushing wind. Speed! He's been longing for a long time to come inside man. But here he is now inside of us, and yet people still go out looking for a voice go from one person to the other. I want a word of prophecy. I want a vision. You are moving from one place. When the real communicator is inside, talk to me, say inside information. That is what gives you confidence as a believer. You just know all things. The Bible says, for the anointing, the unction that is upon you, teach you how many things? All things. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 20. For you have an unction. I'm going to show you. This is the way we are going there. Look at it. He says, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Write this down. Very important. The location of the Holy Ghost is in a believer. Write it down. The location. For you to understand communication and how to be effective in your communication with the Holy Spirit, you must understand and know His location. Where is the location of the Holy Spirit? Talk to me. Where? In a believer. Say, in a believer. Where is the Holy Ghost right now? Inside you. Now, does He come inside you only when you are in church? No. You carry Him to work. You carry Him to the office. When you are going anywhere, when you enter the kitchen, is inside of you. When anywhere is inside of you. And so, next time when you hear a voice from within, don't say, I heard something told me. Praise God. Now, do you know this communication thing? It's a daily thing. He speaks to you every day. And if we want to rate our accuracy of receiving from Him, many of us don't receive 10% of what the Holy Ghost communicates to us every day. If we want to rate the percentage, many of us don't daily, on a daily basis, if we want to rate how much you receive from Him, many of us don't receive 10% of what the Holy Ghost communicates. Imagine you are at 100%. Everything He says, you catch. Some of you will not be in some failures that you are in today. You will not be in some mess, especially in the area of relationship. You just know. A brother stands before you, the communicator is telling you he's a liar. But when he's telling you, because you don't know how he communicates, you don't even, you can't receive it. Now imagine a believer that does not receive for a whole year. He plays his part as far as communication is concerned. We don't receive it. Communication is sending. He sends to us because that is the instruction He was given. That is one of the purpose He was sent to us, that He will communicate to us about how many things? All things. And some of us, we don't wait to hear from Him or receive from Him in certain areas of our life because we used to feel those areas don't need His communication. For God's sake, when I was growing in the Lord, I used to think the Holy Spirit communicates only when we are in church. Because of how we were trained, it's only in church that somebody goes in trance and, you know, somebody interprets. So, as soon as we are out of the church, we cut our communication line, thinking we don't need. So, when we come for the next service, we are waiting for somebody to go in trance so that we can receive message. And so that was what I thought. And so when I began to grow in the Lord, I began to understand that the Holy Spirit communicates with you everywhere and about everything. How many of you here, when you were in school, have ever received an information about your academics? Maybe an exam is approaching. Do I have a witness here? Yeah. Maybe not all of us. The Holy Spirit had told me before. If I was reading a book and the Holy Spirit told me, He said the examiner will not, He said he will set exam, and He showed me exact chapter. Now the man did not teach us that chapter, but it was in the book. He showed me the exact chapter. He said that's where you should go and read. It is the reason I passed that examination. He communicates about everything. He communicates about everything. I pray henceforth you will catch up with divine communication. I say you will catch up with divine communication. Very important. But ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. John 16 and verse 13. John 16 and verse 13. How be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Into how many truths? He will guide you by communicating. He said, how be it when he, the Holy, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself. It means the Holy Spirit will speak, and he is still speaking. Tell anybody, say, he is still speaking. One of the things the Holy Spirit will do to a believer is to speak to a believer. He speaks to us. He said, he shall not speak of himself. The Holy Spirit does not just come to give us gifts or come to comfort us. He comes to speak to us. The Holy Spirit has come to a believer to speak to a believer. And he does it all the time. He speaks to you all the time. Look at it. But whatsoever he shall hear, that he shall speak. So even him receive from, you know, the communication is not just between you and the Holy Spirit. Are you getting something here? He says, he shall, but whatsoever he shall hear, meaning he will receive, and so when he receives, he will send to us. So the channel of communication between the Holy Spirit and the believer does not end between the Holy Spirit and the believer. It's from God the Father. The Father speaks to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit speaks to us. I want to hear God. I want God to speak to me concerning social matter. Learn how to communicate with the Holy Spirit. Because God will never speak through any means. There is no channel, no any other channel that God speaks except by the Holy Ghost. Hello. If anybody tells you anything in the name of vision, and say one spirit told him, it is not God. The only way and the only means through which God speaks to a believer is through the Holy Spirit. And people will say God speaks in signs. He speaks to those who are not sons in signs. He speaks to those who are not sons. My child understand my language. When I call her, she knows my voice. As soon as I'm coming, they say, Daddy, Daddy has come. I won't be doing like this to communicate. They already know. He said, my sheep, they know my voice. The voice of the stranger. John chapter 10 and verse 4. They know. And so, be careful. When people say, I hear, you know, it's very common people say, I hear, God told me. If this one will speak, somebody wants to lie. The next thing is, God told me. God, as I'm speaking to you now, is lying to a lady. He's lying to collect somebody's money. He will say, God, as I'm speaking now, God just told me. You must understand, God speaks through one person, and the person is the Holy Ghost. Say, Holy Ghost. He speaks. Whatsoever he shall hear, that he shall speak. Whatever he hears. And so, whatever the Holy Ghost tells you, he does not say different from what God is saying. He does not say anything different. Whatever he tells you is what the Father is saying. He says, and he will show you things to come. He will communicate with you things to come. Tell your neighbor, the Holy Ghost will show you your future. I am where I am today because I saw it. The Holy Ghost spoke to me about my future. The Holy Spirit will speak to you about many things in your life. I pray for someone today. Your capacity to understand, your the eyes and the ears of your spirit will be opened in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, let your amen be the loudest. Tell your neighbor, say, I communicate with the Holy Spirit. Some of us prefer to communicate with men. You go after learning all kind of communication skills. One communication skill you should develop is the communication skill with the Holy Ghost. If you understand that language, everybody will listen to you. Praise God. Now, there are key factors as far as communication is concerned. I want to show us. Number one, say language. In any communication, there is a language. Write it down. In any communication, there's a language. There's a language. Even animals communicate. I watch Night View very well. Animals, they have their language. And those who are used to them understand their language, especially dogs. They have their language. Domestic animals have their language. And people have built themselves, have grown themselves to even understand the language of animals. Every organization have a language. There are banking terms you use as a banker. When I was working in a bank, there's a way I will say something. If you are not a banker, you won't understand. You will be looking at me. I will say it. It's our language code. Every institution has a language code. The same thing with medicine. If a doctor wants to say something, he does not want you to understand. He wants to communicate only to another doctor or somebody in the medicine environment. There is a language. The same thing in military. There is a language in the military. I remember many years ago, I carried one of my brothers on bike. He was sick. And so two of us, you know, were on the bike with the rider. And so they stopped us. The policeman stopped us. And when the policeman stopped us, he has been a paramilitary person before. And so he understands their language. And he started asking a question. He was sick. He now told me, I shouldn't say anything. He now said something to him. The man said, we should go. And I asked him, I didn't understand what he said to him. I said, what did you tell him? He said, it's a particular language that they used to communicate in that force. I didn't understand. The bike man did not understand. But the only thing I knew was that the man said, we should go. There's a language of the spirit. And if you don't understand the language of the spirit, you will be shortchanged. Hello? Are you learning something this morning? There's a language. The language, in other words, is called sound code. Say after me, say sound code. Language is called sound code. There's a sound code of the spirit. There's a code that we use to communicate spiritual things. That's why the Bible says, eyes have not seen, the ears of men. It's a language. It's a language. It's not all eyes that can see or all ears that can hear. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Give me from verse 8. Say language of the spirit. Say it after me. Say language of the spirit. Yeah. He said, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Give me verse 9. Very important. Verse 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. This is talking about communicating some spiritual things. Now listen to me. These spiritual things, Apostle Paul was speaking, if you read, give me from verse 2, let me show you something. He said, I have not come to you with the enticing words of men. Give me verse 2 of this same chapter. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus and him crucified. Yes, give me verse 3. For I was with you in verse 4. And my speech in language, in communication, speech is a factor. He said, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the spirit and of power. Communicating. Give me verse 5. And that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Now, listen to me. We understand spiritual things. We use spiritual things to explain spiritual things. It's a language. It's a code that you must learn as a believer. For you to be effective, for you to fulfill divine destiny in the Lord, you must understand communication. Go back to verse 9.
Go back to verse 9.
But as it is written, I had not seen nor heard, neither had entered into the heart of men, the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. Hello. The things which God... Now, the Holy Ghost was sent. Let me show you. Give me verse 10.
Give me verse 10.
For what? But God had revealed them unto us. How? By the Spirit. He communicates it by the Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things. Listen, the assignment of the Holy Ghost is to search the Spirit and the heart of God and take the things that relate with you about your future, about your destiny, about your country, about your job, about your family. He searches. His assignment is to receive. The Bible says, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Listen to me. There are things you will never assess in life except by learning communication with the Holy Spirit. You will, because they are deep things. They are not things you can learn in any book. You cannot see it taught in any university. They are deep things of God. Say after me, say deep things. Nowhere except by the Holy Spirit. Look at it. He said, for the Spirit searcheth all things, the deep things of God. There are deep things of God concerning your marriage. There are deep things of God concerning every phase of your life. There are depths you have not assessed even about your life. May you come to that understanding. If you are saying amen, let amen be the loudest. He communicates the deep things. Now, verse 11. Look at verse 11. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man. No one knows the things of God. He said, but the Spirit of God. There is no how you can say, I know God. There is no how you can say, I understand the things of God. He said, for unto you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. How? By the Holy Ghost. There is no how you can assess anything about God, especially deep things. There are superficial things that people assess, but there are deep things that's not accessible, you know, except by the Holy Spirit. Look at it. He said, but the Spirit of God. Give me verse 12. Verse 12. Now we have received. Can you see communication there? We have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that... Hey! One of the benefits of learning how to communicate is the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Spirit, is that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God. Praise the Lord. That we may know the things. And listen to me, many of us are not living the full capacity of the kind of life we should live as a believer, because you don't even know. You don't receive. Give me verse 13. Which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost. These things are communicated. These things that have been given to us by the Lord is only taught. It is communicated by the Holy Ghost. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. These things are given to us via communication, via spiritual communication. Verse 14. But the natural man receive not the things of God, of the Spirit of God, for they are foolish unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Now listen to me. It's like you call a primary school boy, you now sit him down and start speaking vocabularies, primary school, or in Oswego, and start saying, you know, in psychology, there's something we call the ecology. He doesn't understand what you are saying. He said, for a natural man, the language of the Spirit is foolishness, is jargons. And that's why you must grow yourself. You must build yourself in the skill and ability to hear God. May your understanding be illuminated.
If you are saying amen, let your amen be the loudest.
Language has a voice. Every language has a voice. And let me tell you something. You must be careful. There are three voices in every spiritual communication. You must be careful not to miss. Many of us, we hear ourselves. We think we are hearing God. There are times you hear yourself. It's something you like. And you say, and it's like the Lord has spoken to me. At times, it is the devil. Three voices: the voice of the Holy Spirit, the voice of man himself, and the voice of the enemy. And so, in every communication, you must be careful not to hear a strange voice, thinking you are hearing the voice of God.
Praise God.
First Corinthians 14 and verse 10. Give me First Corinthians 14 and verse 10. I want to show you something. 14 and verse 10. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world. And none of them is without significance. There are all kinds of voices. Do you know, if you are not careful and you don't understand spiritual communication or communication with the Holy Spirit, the devil can mimic a voice and come and speak to you. And that's why the Bible says we should test all spirit, so that we know what kind of communication we are receiving. They can mimic somebody's voice. I remember those days when this fraud was common in bank, especially when this SMS thing began. Somebody will call, they will clone somebody's check. When they clone the person's check, before a check is being paid, they will have to contact the account officer. So what they do is they do voice cloning. They will look for somebody or go and listen to the owner of that account and clone. So they will call his account officer and clone his voice. And so when they clone his voice, the account officer will not be able to differentiate if it's his person. Now something happened. A scammer wanted to dupe our bank those days when I was working in bank, and called the account officer, who happens to be my branch manager. And he said he understood the voice of his customer. That there's a way the man speaks when he calls, "Hello, pay that money." The man speaks with so much confidence. He said, "But this person speaks." He said it was the voice sounded the same way. He said the only way he differentiated was that the person that comes with the voice differs. There's a person. He said, so when this man called him, he called, he said, "Hello, pay that money, please." He said, "He just felt this, not this. This is." He knows the way, and he will even wait. He won't wait for the person. He will be the one to cut off the "Hello, pay that money." He will cut off an evil man. So he understands the voice. And even though they clone the voice, he knew there's a person. There's the spirit of that man in his voice. So even when the devil tries to clone the voice of the spirit, he cannot clone the spirit. "Hello." They say the John chapter 6 and verse 63, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So at times you can hear your voice from within. There's a voice from within you that speaks and say, "God is telling me." It's not you, it's your mind that is telling you. Praise God. When they call the man and say, "Oga," you know, they clone the man's line. They clone his line. Is it clone? They call it. They clone his phone line. And so when the manager later called the man and said, "Hello, were you the one that called?" And so he said, "Arrest the man. I'm not the man. I'm not the one." The next day he came to the bank and he could not find the man again. The man has run away. That man would have paid the money, the manager. Yes, he would have paid the money. Because they would have asked him, he should have double checked to be sure that it was the voice of the customer that was speaking. I pray you will not fall into errors. in every phase of your life you will not fall into errors. You will have clarity in spiritual communication.
If you are saying amen, let your amen be the loudest.
Now, he says, now, number in communication, I've talked about language, I'm talking about certain factors necessary in spiritual communication. I've talked about language, I've talked about voice. Number two, say message. Yes. For any communication, there must be a message, right? There must be an information. There are things the Holy Ghost will never send to you as a message. One of the ways, if you understand these factors I'm teaching you, it will be so difficult for the enemy to deceive you. There are certain things that the Holy Ghost will, it will never be a message from the Holy Spirit. Even though you are the one hearing it, this one is not anybody giving you. You are the one hearing it by yourself, or you are there hearing the voice by yourself, or hearing the Holy Ghost by yourself. There are certain things. And listen to me, there are things you will check when a message comes. And you will know this from the Spirit. Give me Mark chapter 4 from verse 11. I want to show you something. Quickly. There's something we call. He says, and he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mysteries. 1 Corinthians 12 said the deep things. The deep things of God means the mystery. He said, the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all things are done in parable. Give me verse 12. Verse 12. That seeing they may and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand. Here, there's no communication. He said, lest at any time they should be converted, and their sin be forgiven them. Now, when he talks about mystery, when the Holy Ghost reveals something to you, it is called revelation. For instance, somebody comes to you and says 080, it tells you the Holy Spirit is talking to you, it's telling you your number. What mystery is in your phone number? What mystery is in your phone number? You know your phone number. Now, why would the Holy Spirit want to reveal your phone number to you? There are messages that are not from the Spirit. You just know. Because every message that is from the Spirit of God, it's a revelation. There are mysteries decoded. There are mysteries that are opened unto us. They are direct from God. I pray we will assess revelation. That was why Apostle Paul was praying, that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that you may know what the hope of his calling towards you, that the eyes of your understanding will be so illuminated. Praise God. Number three, there's a channel. I have talked about the channel. I'm going to expand more on it. In every communication, there's a channel, right? As I'm communicating now, what's the channel of our communication? As I'm communicating to you now, this is direct communication, right? There's a communication that can be through letter. You can write through mail. That's a channel. There are communications that are through phone conversation. Many of us are used to that. Through phone conversation, you can be communicating. In fact, you can be communicating, and the best you'll be having, like social media is an example. You see somebody communicating with somebody in the US, and you have never met the person before, and you are feeling the pain of that person through communication because of the channel that has been provided. Now, the only channel by which we can communicate with the Holy Spirit is our spirit. Praise God. I'm going to show you a scripture. The only channel is your spirit. Your head cannot receive communication because it is the mysteries and the revelation of the Holy Ghost can never appeal to your logical mind. The Holy Ghost speaks to your spirit. That's the channel. And so that's why the Holy Spirit, it is difficult for the Holy Spirit to speak to a man who is not spiritually alive, who is not born again. So the channel through which the Holy Ghost communicates to a believer is the spirit of a believer. And that's why you should put more resources in growing your spirit. The reason many of you cannot receive when he sends message to you, I say something is telling me not. It's not something. You have not grown your spirit. Listen to me. When you grow your spirit to a point, you catch every message. I was telling someone, I said, I receive from God every day. the Holy Spirit speak to me every day. Now, when I first got born again, it wasn't like that. You have to go to somebody to help you pray to hear God. When you develop your spirit, let me show you a scripture. Proverbs chapter 20. I want to show you a scripture in Proverbs chapter 20. Verse 27. Proverbs 20:27. The spirit of man, everybody read it. Look up. One, two, go. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward path. That's the channel. Your spirit is the channel. The Holy Ghost does not communicate with your emotion. And that's why the spirit can be saying something and you are feeling different, something different. You can be having a different feeling and you'll be having that the Holy Spirit will be saying something different. And so you must focus on building your spirit to be effective in communication with the Holy Ghost. You must build. And how do you build your spirit man? Number one, prayer is a great factor. Build the capacity of your spirit to hear God. Many of us are weak in the spirit. It's just like you bring a university graduate, master degree holder, and bring a primary school child that they should be communicating. Except the graduates come and stoop low and bring simple languages, then will there be a communication? Build your spirit. That's what we say, build your spirit. It's the best way. And now let me tell you something. When you build your spirit, one of the ways the Holy Spirit communicates with your spirit, you will hear scriptures. It will be so loud from inside. He speaks to me like there's hardly a day I don't hear a scripture pertaining my life, pertaining my ministry, pertaining my family. You just hear. When you are asleep, he speaks to you. When you are awake, he speaks to you. You can be in the office, he speaks to you. You can be in church, he speaks to you through your spirit. Now, this is not the gift of vision. This is not the gift of prophecy. This is a capacity that every believer can build. Every believer can build this capacity by growing your spirit, invest in your spirit, spend time in the Word of God, spend time in prayer. Build up yourself and the Holy Ghost will communicate to you and you begin to understand in Jesus' name. You can say amen. Let your amen be the loudest. Give me John chapter 2 from verse 19. John 2:19. Very important. Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy. 1 John 2:19. And they went out from us. And they give me verse 20. Give me verse 20. But ye have an unction from the Holy One. You have an unction. Tell your neighbor, say, I have an unction. Now the Holy One there is the Holy Spirit. And ye know all things. He communicates to you about how many things? All things. You have an unction. Unction means power. You have a spirit. You have an anointing. Unction, another word for unction means anointing. There's an anointing for communication. He said, but ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. You know all things. Nothing is hidden from you. I've said it before. There is nothing that wants to happen around my life that I don't know. Except the one I ignore. It wasn't like that before. There are certain things that comes to me by surprise, like, how comes I didn't see this? How comes I didn't know this? No, but it has changed. There is nothing. Listen to me. even some of you are members of this church, there are things he talks to me about you. He speaks to me about you. Certain things you do in private, certain things you want me to pray about. I may not mention it to you. I may pray about it and say, God, concerning. He speaks to me because it's a life I have built. It must be deliberate. Tell anybody it must be deliberate. You must deliberately build it. He said, but ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. You know all things. Even when God wants to do something in your life, he tells you so that you can get prepared for it. There are some of you here that God has shown you the things that will happen to you this year. The kind of job you are going to get, how you are going to get it, people you are going to meet. It is so important that you are prepared. When you know how to communicate with the Holy Spirit, it keeps you prepared. You know who to meet. You know who not to meet. You know relationship to hold tightly. The Holy Spirit has spoken to me about certain relationship that is bringing into my life this year. And so when they come, I grab them. He teach you. He will tell you people. He has spoken to me about people who will come into my life, but I should ignore. They want to come into my ministry, but I should ignore them. There was a day I was playing keyboard here. The Holy Spirit is powerful. The former choir master was playing drums, and I was playing keyboard. As soon as my hand landed on the keyboard, he told me, he said, he will soon leave. Get a replacement. I got home, I told my wife. I said, you know what the Holy Ghost told me? He said, the CM will soon leave. I should get a replacement. Now, he might be thinking about it. Maybe I have not told anybody. But God, for the sake of the kingdom, knew the importance. And so, he was beating drum. He didn't tell me anything. There was no any sign. But the Holy Ghost prepared my mind. So the day he told me and came to me and said, I want to see you. Before he said, I want to see you. Before he came to me, as soon as he said, I want to see you, I said, okay, no problem. I didn't tell him I know what you want to say. But I was prepared. I was not caught unaware. There is no sound child of God that is caught unaware. And so when he came to me in the office and said, you see, I want to go and, you know, he just said it somehow. I said, no problem. You know, the Holy Spirit already told me the end. And so that was why when he was leaving, I blessed him, I prayed for him, he departed peacefully because the Lord already informed me. And so right there, I began to pray that day for a replacement. Since that day, it was that week the Lord revealed to me the next year. If it was a place where there was no communication, he will leave, another person will talk about the CM, somebody who is not even supposed to be the CM, there was an information for consistent direction. Listen to me, one thing that you will not miss this year is divine direction. You will have accurate direction. It is important in the life of a believer. You just know where to go, what time to go, and when to go. Accuracy of the Spirit. Accuracy of the Spirit. I was in school, and early in the morning, the Holy Ghost spoke to me. I saw a sister seated in my room. She crossed her leg, and I saw ring on her finger. And the Holy Spirit told me, he said, she will come to you. Don't marry her. She's engaged. I was not planning. I didn't have any feeling for her, but she has for me. The first person that knocked my door was that sister. She said, I was passing by, and I wanted to come and greet you. I said, oh, glory to God. God bless you. Hello. Okay. I said, I'm about going out too. I discharged her immediately. There was communication. Now, she was literally, physically, she was not married. But the Holy Ghost showed me that she was married. Only God knows. I didn't further investigate who is there. Is she secretly engaged? I did, because he just told me, don't have anything to do with her. And she's happily married with someone today, I don't know. Every area of your life, he wants to tell you something. If only you will learn to receive, may your ears of understanding be open today. You know the ears of your understanding? Your spirit. And that's why if you joke with your spirit, I'm not talking about the Holy Spirit now. Your spirit. Because the only ghost has to release and communicate a message to you is your spirit. And when the spirit of a man is broken, when the spirit of a man is wounded, focus. Many of you focus so much on your natural life or your physical life. If you invest this so much on your spiritual life, like you invest on your body, you buy nice suits, you buy nice designers, you buy nice shoes, nice perfume, you just invest wonderful things. If you invest that much on your spirit, it has a great result, a great impact. Read books, study, develop how to hear the spirit. Another advantage is this: when somebody said the Lord spoke to me and comes to you, any message you receive, there must be a witness in your spirit. If it is for you, don't just swallow a message and say it is a prophet. That now some people are into error today, because they say, as far as the person say in the name of the Lord, I believe it. Eh? So if the person say in the name of the Lord, like somebody said, they told him that the Lord told a prophecy came to him that he should go and marry another wife. And he said, it doesn't concern me. It is between the person and God. As far as the person say in the name of the Lord, I'm going to do it. God sees my heart. You will go into destruction. There are some of our fathers who, anybody that, they believe anybody that says in the name of the Lord, they say, well, I, because of the name of the Lord that he called, I respect the name of God. No! Even God said you should test all spirit, including. So if anybody comes to you with a revelation, you must receive a communication from the Holy Spirit to confirm. I don't just receive any prophecy. There must be a witness in my spirit. I must communicate that. Holy Spirit, are you the one that told it? Somebody was telling me of someone that came and gave the man of God another person prophecy, a church member. And he said, the Lord told him to leave that church and go to another church. Can you imagine somebody comes to the church and prophesy to you that God say, this is not your place, go to another church. The person now said, the same spirit of God that is speaking to you, the same spirit of God is in me. So let him tell me, and as a confirmation, I will do it. That's the simplest way to discharge deception. Very easy way. That same spirit that tell you that I should that tell. So when it tells me, I will do it. There's no harm in waiting to confirm. Wait to hear. Wait and be sure before you start any business. Many of you start business, your business crumbled. You don't wait to communicate. There's a, listen, the Bible says in Job chapter 32 and verse 8, there's a spirit in man, the inspiration of the Almighty God that giveth him understanding. Business, what kind of business? Where should I start the business? When? How? Communication. And I pray for you. Henceforth, you will not be in darkness. I say you will not be in confusion. You will have divine insight. You will have spiritual perception. In the name of Jesus. Build your spirit. Develop your spirit. Invest in your spirit. It's the only channel. Now, I've shared with us today how to communicate with the Spirit and the Holy Spirit and spiritual, you know, communication. And I said communication is a daily thing. You communicate every day. The Holy Spirit communicates with you every day. But many of us don't receive His communication every day. Some of us don't receive more than 10% of what He tells us. Surely when it relates to giving, when the Holy Spirit says give, many of us don't want to believe, or we don't want to receive anything you don't like. And the Holy Spirit tells you it is not from the Holy Spirit because you don't like it. You don't want to do it. And so grow yourself to hearing 100% of whatever the Holy Spirit tells you. 100% accuracy. Accuracy. You can build yourself. You can grow yourself that you hear Him clearly about everything in your life. I pray for someone today. Your capacity to hear the Holy Ghost, it will increase. If you are saying amen, let your amen be the loudest. your eyes of understanding will be illuminated. Henceforth, when the Holy Ghost speaks, you will hear him. I say, when he speaks, you will understand. In the name of Jesus. I'd like you to bow down your head and say, Holy Spirit, help me to hear you when you speak. Help me to communicate back to you. Help me to, with the language, to speak to you and to receive from you. Sweet Holy Spirit, illuminate my spirit. Develop my spirit. Impart my spirit. This year, let me not go astray. Guide my path. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. Increase our understanding. In Jesus' name we pray.